Concert Hall, presenting the brilliant young pianist Robert Goldsand, UC Burling, Metropolitan Opera tenor, and your Concert Hall host, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, and welcome once again to Concert Hall. From time to time, we're able to bring you a piano virtuoso in response to your many requests for various pianistic favorites in the concert library. Today, we're fortunate in having Mr. Robert Goldsand, born in Vienna in 1911, and long since a favorite in our own United States. Mr. Goldsand has chosen to play the last movement of the Chopin Piano Concerto in E minor. This movement, marked Rondo, is brilliant in character with an air of spontaneity. Here is Robert Goldsand playing the finale from the Piano Concerto No. 1 in E minor by Chopin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert Goldsam. We're going to ask you to give us an encore a bit later in the program. Right now, I'd like to introduce another fine young man just about Robert Goldsam's age. Mr. Goldsam was born in 1911, whereas this artist was born in 1910. I'm speaking of Yusip Gerling, Metropolitan Opera tenor, who, as his name implies, was born in Sweden. Just a few remarks about Yusip Gerling before he sings for us. I'm sure you'll be interested to know he was the son of an operatic singer, and he was one of three brothers, all singers. Together with their father, they formed a quartet and made an American concert tour when Yusip was only 8 years of age. Most of the concerts were given in churches. Upon his return to Sweden, Yusip began an intensive study of the voice and was admitted to the Royal Opera School in Stockholm in 1929. From that point, he rose rapidly and sang some 50 operatic roles in less than a decade, making guest appearances in Vienna, Prague, and Dresden with sensational success. He made a triumphant debut in New York in 1937 and was engaged by the Metropolitan the following year. You have probably heard him on the Metropolitan Opera broadcast singing the great tenor roles. Right now, on Concert Hall, Yusip Gerling will sing a selection in his native tongue entitled Young Lady Under a Linden Tree. Yusip Gerling now turns to Act Three, the opera Faust by Gounod, for a melody of exquisite tenderness, the cavatina, popularly known as All Hail Thou Dwelling.
L'amour s'emparait de mon âme.
Thank you, Jussi Buehling. Our piano virtuoso, Robert Goldsand, plays for us again, this time selection by the great Franz Liszt. We're to hear the light and fantastic dance of the gnomes. Thank you. Thank you, Robert Goldsand. U.C. Buehling returns for one final selection on Concert Hall. This one, a stirring song of the beauty of his own native Sweden. Landuval Signada by Alton.
Landuval Signada, tag min song.
Thank you, U.C. Buehling, and thank you, Robert Goldsand. You have both contributed beautifully to another memorable concert. We shall long remember the thrilling tenor voice of U.C. Buehling and the brilliant performance of Robert Goldsand at the piano. Well, gentlemen, We have to ring down the curtain on another concert hall program, but there are other dates coming along with more great artists and the finest music of all time. Remember, if you'd like any special selection on those future occasions, please write me and let me know what you want to hear. We'll do our best to schedule it for you. Until the next time, this is Lionel Barrymore saying goodbye.
Thank you, Lionel Barrymore. And fellows, to follow Mr. Barrymore's suggestion, all you have to do to hear your favorite artist or selection is to write him, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.